From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, January 31st at 8:56. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We have mostly lower trade here early on Friday, the last day of the month of January. March corn down 8¾. December corn down 3¾ at 460.5. March soybeans down 3 cents at 10.41. November new crop soybeans down 2¼ at 10.51¼. And looking at March Chicago wheat, we are down 12¼ at 5.54¼. Pretty volatile trade here overnight, but we've kind of bounced back, especially on the bean market. We're up 8 to 10 cents off those lows. Corn on the lower end of the trade range as we gapped lower last night in the overnight session. Looking at outside markets, equities, Dow Jones last check up 42 points at 44,924, and March WTI oil down 25 cents at 72.48. So yes, the markets are under pressure here, and it's all about Trump tariff rhetoric as he plans, and the market's anticipating 25% tariffs to go on to Mexico and Canada imports into the U.S. So this is absolutely the headline risk we've all kind of been talking about and been pretty anxious about, as Trump just kind of keeps the whole market guessing. It's a futures market trying to predict the future, and it's pretty hard right now when it's just not so clear. Mexico has announced they plan retaliatory tariff of 20%, a more targeted tariff on certain goods, as their president announced to target Trump's voter base, actually. However, corn is not on that list. It's kind of interesting. They are our number one corn trade partner, just to the south of us, of course. You know, this was telegraphed a week or so ago that Feb 1st was kind of the date here on Saturday. But yeah, Trump just kind of continues to jockey for negotiation leverage, it appears to me. And stay tuned. Might be a whole different story tomorrow on Saturday. And of course, Saturday, the markets will be closed. So could be really interesting weekend and really volatile, confusing, interesting trade Sunday night. So we'll learn more this weekend, I think, and we'll just go from there. Of course, our Feb average also starts on Monday as well. And really, farmers in the area, we want that February average of new crop futures for corn and beans to be absolutely as high as possible to protect as many dollars as we can with your revenue protection on insurance. So we'll be watching that as well as we start that on Monday. For reference, last year, that corn February average last year was 466, and soybeans were 1155. So the markets are pretty close on corn, but we are about $1 a bushel on the soybeans versus last year. We're around 1050. So we're, like I said, a dollar lower. Your ARC PLC decision is due at FSA by April 15th. Watching water levels on the Mississippi, they've been limited with low water levels. We could use some rain here in the Midwest to improve those, of course. Drought map showing Western Corn Belt still very dry, Northern Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and the Dakotas all very dry. I was traveling in Nebraska next week giving market outlooks and talking with farmers, and they're very concerned about how dry it's gotten. Of course, there's a lot of irrigation out there as well, but the dry land could suffer for sure. So we'll see what kind of headline news we get this week, and it should be pretty exciting. I hate to be glued to my phone on the weekend, but I'm sure I will be. I hope everyone has a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great rest of your day and a good weekend as well. We'll take a look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Again, there is a dense fog advisory in effect across central Illinois. That's until 10 a.m. this morning. The National Weather Service advises to drive slowly and leave extra room while driving. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says otherwise, today will be cloudy, periods of light rain and dense fog with a high of 48 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 26 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 42 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.